conversation, Irene and Trisha. Trisha's at a payphone. It's raining.
Hello, Aunt Irene. Who is this? It's Trisha, silly. Would George happen to be around?
Irene frowns.
Trisha, it's the middle of the night. Everyone's in bed. I'm sorry, but I have to speak with George. It's very important. Our future depends on it. Your future? I'm sorry, but George doesn't live here anymore. He's moved out. Moved out? Where did he go? Trisha, it wouldn't sit well for me to tell you. You see, George is getting married.
The phone drops from Trisha's hand. It dangles.
Hello? Trisha?
Irene stares at the receiver. She hangs up the phone. Exterior, Coney Island, Kentucky. Day. George's truck pulled up close to the building. Rebecca and George are in it. They kiss. Rebecca gets out of the truck. She's dressed in her work uniform. George, I'll be by at 5 to pick you up.
All right, hon. I'll see you then.
He pulls away. Rebecca waves to him. She then turns toward the building. Interior, Phil's house, kitchen, day. The color pink fills the entire screen. It's a pink tissue flower surrounded by more flowers that are about to overflow in the paper sack. Irene sits at the table. She's making the flowers. On the table, string, 3 boxes of pink tissue. George, off screen.
Aunt Irene?
I'm in here.
George stands in the doorway, half in, half out.
How you doing?
They're all but done. 3 bags should do it, shouldn't it?
George sits at the table with Irene. He watches her place a flower into the bag. Irene pushes the tissue box toward George.
Try one.
George looks at her like she's crazy, but she insists, nudges the box closer to him. George takes a few pieces of tissue. He watches Irene fold her tissue, and he does the same. Irene ties her tissue in the center with string.
Make sure to leave enough string now. We have to tape it to the truck.
Irene pulls the ends of the string down to show George. The phone rings. George ties string around his tissue. He looks to Irene. Irene lifts a layer of tissue up to the center where the string is. The phone continues ringing.
Do you want me to go get that?
No, just let it go.
Irene ignores the phone. George can't. He lifts a layer of tissue. It tears.
It could be important.
The phone stops ringing. Irene's flower is perfect, full and pretty.
Or not.
George's flower is a glob of tissue. It's torn, spindly.
I guess I don't have a green thumb.
The phone rings. He looks over to Irene. She glances up at him.
It'll stop soon.
The phone continues to ring. She lifts more tissue from the box, ignores it. George gives her a strange look. Exterior, motel, Kentucky, day. Trisha steps out of her room. She's dressed to kill in a miniskirt, fur coat. She closes the door behind her. Her nose lifts as she slinks toward a waiting taxi cab. She gets into the back seat. The cab drives away. Exterior, Phil's house, day. George moves across the lawn to the driveway, where his truck is parked. He opens the door. The taxi cab with Trisha in it pulls up behind him and blocks him in. Trisha gets out of the cab.
Hey, stranger.
George looks like he's seen a ghost, doesn't know what to say. He waits by the open door of his truck, staring at her. Exterior, Coney Island, day. Rebecca looks in the distance. She looks around in different directions, waits. Exterior, Phil's driveway, day. The taxi cab backs away, leaves Trisha there. George runs after the cab, waving his hand.
Hey!
The cab continues to the road. The cab drives off quickly. Back to George and Trisha. Trisha moves toward George. She acts as if nothing has happened between the two. She seems very happy.
I missed you.
George frowns. He sees right through her.
You better call that cab back.
She forces herself into him, too close for his comfort.
Aw, George, I've come all this way. Aren't you the least bit glad to see me?
He glares at her, knowing something is up. Exterior, Coney Island, day. Rebecca looks up from her watch. She looks around. No movement in the parking lot. She looks at her watch again. Insert the watch, 5:30. Rebecca walks off, looks let down. Interior, fast food place, Detroit, day. Scott wipes the counter with a rag. A bell at the off-screen door chimes as it opens. He turns toward the door. Mary approaches Scott.
Are you the manager?
Well, I guess you could say that. I own the place.
I want to speak to you about one of your employees.
Mary sets her purse on the counter. Exterior, Country Road, Kentucky, day. Rebecca moseys to Phil's driveway. She stops, looks. Driveway. Both of George's arms are around Trisha. He's smiling, a letter in his hand.
Baby, you deserve it. We're going to be so happy.
She kisses George on his cheek. Rebecca gasps. George looks toward the sound. He finds Rebecca at the end of the driveway. She has seen the kiss. George,
Rebecca!
Rebecca just stares. George pushes Trisha away. Trisha notices her. Her face brightens into a devilish grin. She scoots closer to George. George pushes her away again. Rebecca turns away and runs off. Exterior, country road, day. Rebecca runs down the road. Tears stream down her face. Exterior, Phil's driveway, back to George and Tricia. Tricia takes George by his arm.
I take it that's the girl who wants to marry you.
George breaks away from Tricia. He runs to the end of the driveway and looks down the road. Road. George searches into the distance with a panicked look on his face. Rebecca dashes across a field. Exterior, Phil's driveway, day. George gets into his truck. Tricia steps back out of his way. The motor starts. It roars as the truck backs away. Road. His brakes squawk as George's truck stops. The motor roars as he moves forward down the road. The tires spin and kicks up dust. Exterior, Phil's house, day. Irene steps out onto the porch. She nervously dries her hands on her apron, looks around out front.
Irene, what's all the commotion?
Roy appears next to Irene in his signature white. He points toward the driveway. That's the troublemaker right there. Irene can't hear or see Roy. Driveway. Tricia picks up the letter that George had dropped. She turns toward the house. Her face brightens with a smile.
Oh, hi there, Aunt Irene.
Porch. Irene notices Tricia.
Good Lord.
She stretches to look to the road, even though the stretching won't help with her view. The road is empty. She focuses on Tricia. Tricia moves across the lawn, coming closer. Exterior, road, day. George's truck moves down the road. Interior, truck, continuous. George looks out the window, searching. George.
Oh, Becca, where did you go?
Interior, exterior, truck. George passes in front of the ice cream place. He notices the empty picnic table. A sign in the window reads, closed for the season. Exterior, ice cream place, flashback, night. Rebecca with ice cream on the tip of her nose. End flashback. Back to scene. The empty picnic table. He looks around some more. The sidewalk is empty. Exterior, fast food place, Detroit, night. Snow falls on Scott as he locks the door. Mary stands next to him, waiting. They turn and leave together, arm in arm. Exterior, Phil's house, front yard, day. Irene and Tricia face each other. Irene looks angry. Tricia takes a prideful stance, completely full of herself.
I've come to take him home with me. I lost him once. It won't happen again.
Roy stands next to Irene. He's dressed in white. It looks like he's had enough of Tricia by the look on his face. Irene leans in toward Tricia.
What in the world are you talking about? You didn't lose him. He ran away from you just as fast as his feet could fly.
Tricia keeps up the egotistical act.
Maybe so. But me and George have been together a long time. He'll come around. He always does.
Tricia brushes her hair away from her face, flashing the wedding set on her manicured hand. Irene grabs her hand, gets a better look.
What in heaven's name?
Tricia forgot to remove her rings. She covers them with her other hand, trying to hide them, but knows it's too late.
A minor setback. Why, you hussy!
Roy sees this as his chance. He nudges Irene. Roy,
are you going to let her get away with that?
Irene's hand doubles up into a fist. She explodes with anger.
Oh, no, you don't!
She swings with the swift power of a professional boxer. It connects with Tricia's eye. Tricia falls back and down to the ground.
Ow!
Irene jumps around the lawn like a boxer in the middle of sparring. She wants more.
Get up!
Tricia stares at her in shock. She gets up quickly and runs off. Roy stands next to Irene. He looks up to the heavens. Roy,
forgive us, God.
Irene holds on to her head. She appears dizzy. Exterior, Phil's house, day. Phil pulls into the driveway and parks. The yard looks normal. No sign of a scuffle. No one around. Interior, Phil's house, kitchen, day. The sink is full of ice, water, and Irene's right hand. Phil goes to Irene with a concerned look on his face. Phil,
what are you doing?
Irene faces him with wide eyes. Interior, Phil's house, kitchen, day. Phil and Irene sit at the table. Irene has an ice pack on her hand. She is staring straight ahead into the air, lost in a trance, remembering.
My insides just caught on fire and I let her have it, right between the eyes.
Phil roars with laughter. Irene looks at him, surprised by his laughter. Exterior, country road, day. A taxi cab moves down the road. Tricia looks out of the back window at the scenery. Interior, cab, continuous. The letter from Nashville, gripped tight in her hand. Tricia's eye is swollen and red. Exterior, graveyard, day. George parks the truck. He gets out, looks at something in the distance. George.
Rebecca.
Rebecca kneels at the graves. She turns toward him, rises to her feet, and watches him rush toward her.
Have I lost you too?
He scoops her into his arms.
You haven't lost me. I'm right here, where I'll always be.
Then who was that, George? I heard her say something about the two of you's future.
He steps back, looks into her eyes.
That was an old girlfriend, baby. I'm not gonna lie. But she's definitely not a part of our future. She came here from Detroit with good news for us. George extends his hand to her. Let's go home. She takes it. I'll tell you all about it in the truck. They turn from the graves and walk toward the truck. Roy stands there expressionless, numb. He watches the two of them walk away. Exterior, Phil's house, day. George and Rebecca search different areas of the driveway. They look all along the shrubs.
It's got to be here.
You sure it's not in the truck?
I'm sure. Please help me find it. An off-screen vehicle pulls into the drive. George turns toward the sound. It's a taxi cab carrying Trisha. It idles in the driveway, right next to Rebecca. Rebecca looks to George for his reaction. George freezes with surprise. Rebecca watches Trisha get out of the cab. Porch. Phil opens the screen door and steps outside. He looks out to the driveway and appears very concerned. Driveway. Trisha's shiner is in full bloom. George's jaw drops.
What happened to you?
Enough with the games, George. Are you coming home with me or not?
Rebecca looks into the back seat of the taxi cab. Something inside catches her eye. George's contract from the record company is inside the cab, on the back seat. Insert address on the envelope. George Davidson, 55 2nd Street, Detroit, Michigan, 48212. She opens the door and takes the letter. George stands with Trisha, tries to reason with her. George,
look, Trish, I have a new life now. I'm getting married in a few days.
You wanted to marry me, too, not that long ago.
Front porch. Phil has had enough. He moves down the steps, ready to confront her. Irene rushes up behind him. Phil,
I think it's best that you leave right now, missy, before I sick my wife back on you.
Irene shrinks in embarrassment. Driveway. George looks confused. George,
Aunt Irene?
Trisha frowns at George.
I'm waiting.
George turns to her. He looks totally disgusted.
Go home, Trisha.
Trisha tugs on his arm, pulling back toward the cab.
Then you're going with me.
Roy appears behind George as a beautiful angel in a long white gown. His wings unfold, stretch. Trisha sees Roy. She stumbles back from George in shock. Roy lifts his hands up in an I'm gonna get you way. Roy,
leave.
Trisha turns, runs. She can't get there quick enough. She fumbles into the cab, finds her way back inside. The cab backs out of the driveway. George, Rebecca, Phil, and Irene gather together and watch the cab back away. Road. Trisha stares at them through the back window. The cab peels away. Driveway. George squats down and looks between the bushes. Rebecca takes the envelope out from behind her back and holds it out to him.
Is this what you were looking for?
George eyes the envelope. That's it. He jumps up, lifts Rebecca off of her feet, and twirls her around in a hug. Interior, Trisha's apartment, night. Trisha steps inside. She sets her suitcase down and puts her key on a hook. Laughter and muffled conversation from another room. The bedroom door is closed. Trisha swings the door open. Bedroom. Scott, as comfortable as he can be, sprawled out on the bed, dressed only in a pair of blue jeans. Mary sits on the bed, dressed in a robe. Trisha gasps, stares at them in shock, taking it all in. Mary's eyes are fixed on Trisha as she rises from the bed. Suddenly, she puts on an arrogant smile. Scott frowns at Trisha. He's pissed. Exterior, church, Kentucky, day. A beautiful day for a November wedding. The sun is shining. The church bells ring. Rebecca, dressed in her beautiful white wedding gown, and George, dressed in a black tux and cowboy hat, emerge from the church as man and wife. Roy and Nadine are behind them. They are both dressed in white and have a heavenly glow around them. Phil and Irene, the only guests waiting outside, throw rice on the newlyweds. George and Rebecca kiss under a shower of rice. Exterior, building, day. The wind blows Rebecca's hair back as she and George rush hand in hand toward the building. A sign in the window reads, Recording Studio. Interior, fast food place, Detroit, day. A teenage employee takes her time wiping off trays. Super, the following year. Radio announcer, voiceover, over the loudspeaker.
Woohoo! Only 10 more shopping days till Christmas. Here's a little song to help get you through the mall madness.
A girl stands with her back to us at the shake machine. She's dressed in a uniform and wipes the machine off with a rag. Radio announcer, voiceover, over the loudspeaker.
Santa Claus is coming to town from George and Rebecca's latest CD.
The girl is Trisha. She doesn't look happy. Bluesy, acoustic guitar music plays over the loudspeaker.
Will someone turn that off?
It gets quiet. A female customer goes toward the counter. She clears her throat to get attention. Trisha turns around. She looks shocked. The customer is Mary. She smiles at Trisha.
Long time no see.
Trisha sucks it up, tries to be polite.
May I take your order?
Mary shrugs her shoulders.
Okay, but first,
I want you to take a gander at the rock your soon-to-be ex-husband bought for me.
Mary extends her left hand toward Tricia for her to see. The ring is beautiful, a large diamond solitaire.
Nice, huh?
Tricia smirks and looks away. Interior, Phil's house, living room, day. Phil sits on the sofa in front of the television. Phil.
Hurry up, woman, it's about to start.
Irene rushes into the room carrying a bowl of popcorn. She sits next to Phil and puts the bowl of popcorn between the two of them.
Don't spill now.
Phil flinches like he's scared.
All right, slugger.
He chuckles. She smiles at him.
Oh, you.
Phil lifts the popcorn to his lap. He pulls Irene closer to him, closing the gap between the two. They focus their attention on the television while they eat the popcorn. On the TV, George and Rebecca are on a stage. A bluesy version of Santa Claus is Coming to Town begins to play. Together, they move around on stage.
You better watch out.
You better not cry. Back to scene. Phil and Irene sit on the edge of the sofa, glued to the tube, enjoying.
Better not pout, we're telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Phil wraps an arm around her. They bop around to the music. Exterior, sky, day. Billowy clouds look like clumps of marshmallows in the pale blue sky. The sun begins to set. A rainbow of colors spread across the horizon, drifting closer to the sky, bursting through a cloud. Exterior, sky, continuous. The clouds are surrounded by the prismatic colors of the sunset. Super, heaven. George and Rebecca's song, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, plays as if it's over a loudspeaker. Roy, an angel with wings, looks down. His wife stands next to him. She gives him a hug.
Nadine, you did good.
Roy, well, thank you, honey. Roy kisses her on her cheek. Roy and Nadine are surrounded by angels. The angels dance around happily to the music. Roy grabs Nadine by her hand. They join in the dance. Everyone is having a ball, smiling, dancing. The song ends. The angels look at each other and shake their heads in agreement. They applaud. Roy beams with pride. He turns to his wife. I'll be back. I still have something I wanted to do. Nadine looks at him with questioning eyes. Roy vanishes. Interior, Phil's house, living room, day. Phil and Irene are on the sofa watching television. Applause comes from the TV. Roy appears dressed in his white suit and tie. He sits on the sofa next to the couple. They cannot hear or see him. On the television, silver confetti drops down around Rebecca and George. They kiss. Back to scene. Roy smiles proudly as he watches the TV. Roy. I couldn't miss seeing my baby girl on TV. Roy reaches over and grabs a handful of popcorn. He points at the tube. That's my girl. The three of them continue to watch the show. Montage. Rebecca and George sing together on another stage. Rebecca and Irene sit at the kitchen table. Rebecca lifts a baby outfit up from the table, smiles. Her stomach is huge, pregnant. Rebecca's in a hospital gown, just given birth. She holds her baby. George is by her side. Interior, Baptist Church, day. The church is semi-full. Tricia looks frightened as she walks down the aisle with a microphone in her hand. She looks over the crowd of people.
Listen up, all you sinners.
Everyone looks at her like she's a loony bird.
Because I've seen the light.
She turns, looks behind her to the floor. The preacher, a chubby, middle-aged man, is on the floor from an apparent fall. He gets up on one knee. Tricia looks surprised. She walks faster.
Angels are here.
A woman springs from her seat, throws her hands in the air.
Hallelujah.
Tricia jumps in shock. She glares at the woman, wasn't expecting that.
They're going to take over the world.
The woman looks surprised, confused. She shakes her head. Tricia nods at her, matter-of-factly.
Yes. Oh, yes. They're in cahoots with the government.
The woman's jaw drops in shock. Tricia stares her in the face.
They're going to kill us.
She points at the woman.
They're going to kill you.
The woman faints into her seat.
They're brainwashing us over the radio, TV.
The church people hold on to each other in shock, keep their eyes on Tricia. Tricia looks behind her again. She gasps in fright. The preacher dashes toward her. She runs from him. He's gaining on her. Finally, he catches her, grabs onto the microphone.
No, they need to know the truth.
She's not letting go. They struggle. He snatches the microphone out of her hand. Without thinking, he pops her on the forehead with it. Two men in white uniforms rush down the aisle toward them. The preacher releases Tricia to them. Tricia looks around at everyone through teary eyes.
You better watch out. Better not cry.
Suddenly, her expression becomes crazed.
They've taken over Santa Claus.
She laughs insanely as they take her away. The preacher doubles over, catches his breath. The church people fan themselves, breathe a sigh of relief. Interior, hospital, day. George looks up from the baby in Rebecca's arms to her. George.
I think we should call him Roy.
Rebecca looks at the baby lovingly. She caresses his tiny cheek.
I think that would be perfect.
George and Rebecca kiss. Roy and Nadine watch over the new family from above. Rays of heavenly light shower the young family. Roy smiles with pride. Roy. They named the baby after me. Nadine kisses Roy on his cheek.
Nadine, let's go home.
Hold on just a second.
Roy waves at the baby. Goodbye for now, little Roy.
I'll be watching over you. I'll be watching over all of you.
Roy and Nadine fade away. George and Rebecca cuddle with the baby. Phil steps into the room carrying a bouquet of flowers and a few balloons. The proud uncle. Irene is right there behind him, a bundle of smiles. Phil and Irene step further into the room. They gather around her bed. Roy, voiceover. And they lived happily ever after. Everyone is happy, smiling. Fade out. This completes the I script of A Song in My Heart, written by Cindy L. Keller. Feel free to visit us at www.iscript.com.